So if you've been following me on Twitter or have read my recent blog post on BOAG World, you will know that I'm using an application called FitFoo at the moment. FitFoo is an iPhone application that encourages you to get fit. And it works very well and it's got this kind of vaguely addictive quality to it. And I've been kind of thinking about what it is about the application that is so addictive. And I think the thing is that it borrows quite a lot of principles from game design. For a start, you can compete against your friends or actually work cooperatively with them. There are mechanisms built into the game by which if they do well in their exercises, you can benefit from that. But equally, there's this kind of competitive edge of you can go up levels and you can gain experience points and that kind of thing. So there's an element in there of, this kind of competitive, cooperative feel that you see a lot in games. Then they've also used the mechanism of levels and rewards and points and opening up new things to do and all of that kind of stuff, which we see in game design as well. And I'm beginning to see this happening as well a little bit in websites of the introduction of some of the principles of game design. So take a look at your website and ask whether there are things that you can do to make your website more like a game, more engaging like a game. And I've seen some great examples of this around, but you can do it too on your website. And you might think, well, my website is not that kind of thing. It's not a kind of environment where you could, it's not a gamey kind of thing. It's a very serious website. But if you want users to be returning to your site, then you might want to look at some of the mechanisms that games use in order to encourage people to continue playing. Rewards are a great example of that. Collecting stuff, is a kind of part of that as well. Whether it be collecting points or collecting followers or collecting, new information. All of those are mechanisms that have been used in games for years. So if you do play games, which you may do, whether it be board games or computer games, next time you're playing, preferably over Christmas is a great time to do this, when we often play games, whether it be on the Wii, on the television, or games of Monopoly, or whatever else. Think about some of the mechanics that go into that and how you can then apply some of those principles to your website. You might be surprised. It might spark some interesting thoughts in your head.